Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf pei, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on the towards the bottom of Ayin Tet Amud Bet. Katav leshum malchut she'ena hogenet. We're going to see that there was a very fascinating takana that the civil date needed to be included in the get. So when they had a malchut where there was someone in charge, and there was the chashivas that they had for their own malchut, it was necessary because of shalom malchut to insert the local date. So if you were in Bavel, you would use the date to Malchus Bavel. If you were in Yavan, you would use the date to Malchus Yavan. So let's assume, and we're talking now from the point of view of someone in Bavel, if you wrote the get, the shum malchut she'ena hogenet, so you write it to that unsuitable malchut beneath anyone's dignity, and that's of course a remez to Rome, as we'll see. We call it a malchut she'ena hogenet, or l'shum malchut madai, or l'shum malchut yavan, or l'binyan abayit, for that matter, l'churban abayit. Now we'll see that that get is possible. It's machloket, again, as we'll see, whether it's a possible, that it's possible midiraita, because Rabbi Meir's halacha that kol mishaneh, or whether it's only absurd rabban. Hayab mizrach v'katav b'marav. If you're mishaneh the place of the ktiva, so let's see, you're b'mizrach, you write b'marav or b'marav v'katav b'mizrach. We'll see whether that's referring to the makom of the sofer, whether it's referring to the makom of the baal. Katav b'mizrach teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. Now, in either of these cases, you would have the entire list of drastic consequences that we had in the case of a woman who gets married believing that her husband is dead based on Neidachan. And therefore the halacha would be that she would have to, if she got married to somebody else, she would have to get divorced from both husbands. And she wouldn't be teitzei, it doesn't mean get divorced, because that's the next one, tzricha get mizeh mizeh, but teitzei mizeh mizeh means she's unable to get remarried to either of them. Tzricha get mizeh mizeh, we're going to need a new get from the Rishon as well as a get from the Sheni. Ve'in la lo ketuvah, she loses from both of them. Ketuvah, peirot, peirot is that the din of peirot, in other words, the, you remember that each one, just to remind you of the dinim of ksuvi, each one of the clauses of a ketuvah is an exchange. Nothing is given to anybody for free. So the halacha that the baal eats peirot vis-a-vis the woman is insurance against kidnapping. So he's mechuyev to be poter. In Mexico, that's still a pretty serious consideration. To us, it sounds a little far-fetched, but that used to be the norm. So when there's a low peirot, it means she loses her insurance. V'lo mizonot, v'lo bila'ot. Bila'ot would mean in the, here's a big machlokas that we had earlier also in terms of Rashi and Tosfos. So the parshas of bila'ot would mean if she had brought in nechsei tzon barzel and they got used up. So normally he gives her a guarantee of replacement of the full value of those in the chasam, as opposed to nechsei malug, when it's not his, it's just that he gets to use it for the peirot. But bila'ot is referring to nechsei tzon barzel. Rashi learns it means literally bila'ot, means bila'ot kayamim. So even if there are things, let's say she brought in linen that was meant to remain hers, and he has to evaluate them, and now it's still around, I mean, but they're a little worn out after the past 20 years, but she doesn't get them back because of a knas and not having been medayik properly to make certain that she had a good get before she went and got married. And Tosfos tain is that bila'ot, that are kayamim, there's never a knas against. There's only a knas against being mevatel, the shuma of the bila'ot. Well, neither first husband nor second husband. Lo azeh v'lo azeh. And im natla mizeh mizeh, she would even have to be tachzir. It's not because of a din of suffix, and therefore we would say amotzi mechaver al varaya, whatever the case would be. Even if she was tofis, she would have to return it. In both cases, havlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. And vlad, again, a question whether it's a mamzer min rabbanan, and but it's really mutter min hatera. This would be the machlokas as well with Rabbi Meir. And neither husband, in the event that he's a kohen, neither husband would be metameila if she dies. Velozev zeh, nor is either husband zakai in anything that she found, or any money that she makes, or in hafarat nedarim. Let's say that she was a bat Yisrael. Then she would be nifselet min hakeuna, because she was considered to be a zona, because she was an HSE. She never got a get, assuming that the get is possible midiraita, which Rashi goes through al libra Rabbi Meir. So then it turned out she wasn't a grusha, so up until that point she was koshel kuhuna. But she comes pasal kuhuna when she sleeps with her second husband, because now she's considered to be a zona. She's an Ashes Ish who married somebody else. If she's a Bat Levi, there's a special knas that the Chachomim pasal the Bat Levi in these circumstances from eating maaser, remarkably, even though there's no real din of psul min maaser. If she's a Bat Kohen, she's psula min truma. In either case, if she has her own children from husband A or from husband B or from somebody else, the point is that she made a tznai in her ketuvah of Benin Dichri. So there is no Yerusha of Benin Dichri, and therefore not from the first one and not from the second one. Now the obvious question is, if you don't have a ketuvah, how could you have, when it says there's no Yerusha? But what we're talking about is not the ketuvah. We're talking about benim dichrin, as the Gemara explains. What benim dichrin means, that the things that her children get above and beyond her, and that would be her own Yerusha, that would be given specifically mixed, not with the rest of the family, but only with her children from him. But that tonight, here, would be inoperative. So that's part of the knas. The imetu, echav shalze, echav shalze, chotze, v'lo miyami. The case in which there was a death of the husbands, there would be no din of yivum, and we would only allow chalitza, and not only that, we would be mechayev chalitza from the second husband's brothers as well. We'll see the reasoning for all of this in the Gemara. Now, how about if the problem was not a change in the location or l'shem malchus and hogenet? How about in a case where he changed shina shmo vishma? And of course, we know shina shmo vishma does not mean literally shina. As we saw earlier, it means that he put a name that was used in one location. Let's say he had been born where people knew him with a special name, and then he had moved, and there he had a different name. So we reverse those names, or her, same thing. Or Shem Iro, Veshem Ira. He wrote the wrong name of the city. There too, Teitse Mizel Mizel. We'll see why we don't just mix these together. I mean, we mentioned two problems in the Reisha, Malchus She'ena Hogenet, and we also said that there could be the same Alok of Katav B'Mizrach, and so on. Why didn't we just write all of these things as one? Because we're just going to say it's the same halacha. That the Gemara will discuss also. So in that case, the same thing would be true. Teitze mizeh umizeh, v'chol hadrachima eluba. We would have to act in exactly the same way. Another example where we run into the same problem is kol arayot sha'amrut sarotehem mutarot. So we have those 15 arayot in the beginning of Masechet Yevamot, where if there was another woman married to the man who was also married, let's say, for instance, to the daughter of his brother, right? Now, once he's married to the daughter of his brother, there's no din of Yevam, because an erva, if the daughter now will fall to his brother, obviously he can't marry his daughter. And therefore, the other woman who is married to the man who now is dying, leaving his daughter to the brother, she's also patur from Yibam. That's the whole opening of Yibamot. So she says, okay, fine. So now my husband died without children, but there's no din of Yibam because the other woman he was married to was an erva. And she goes ahead and she gets married to somebody else. But then it turns out that they went and they married somebody else, but now it turns out that the other woman that they were convinced was pottering them from Yibum was an islandess. And therefore the original marriage turns out to be annulled because it was a mekach ta'ut, and therefore she was never potter from Yibum. So she had really required Yibum, and she was over on the Isser of marrying an Izar, and she didn't wait to find out whether her co-wife was an islandess. So there are two, Teitse Mizeh Umizeh, V'chol Hadirachima Eluba. Another case, which is similar. A guy goes ahead and he marries the Yavam. In this case, not that she was Semech, that there was a Ptur of Yibum because it was an Erva. It wasn't an Erva. So she fell together with her co-wife. She falls to the guy's brother when he dies without any children. And he chooses the other woman. And he goes ahead and he gives her Yibum. So everything's very nice. So she goes and marries somebody else. Everything fine, right? Then it turns out that the one that he chose was an islandess. So now the Yibum was only on her, not on the other one. How about in a case where the sofer writes a get to the man and the woman has him prepare also a shover as a receipt, which she gives to the husband at the time that he gives her the get if he pays up her ketuvah? So she wants to be ready. He's going to say, well, I can't give you your ketuvah because you don't have a proper, don't have a proper receipt. Just give me the ketuvah. Except it was a little mistake. He put the wrong thing in the wrong envelope, you know. So he puts the get into the envelope that was supposed to be the shover, and the shover in the envelope that was supposed to be the get. So natan get li'isha v'shover li'isha. Now they present each other with the requisite documents. And then, like, all of a sudden the guy realizes he's the one who got the get. She's the one who got the shover. They didn't. So, meanwhile, she'd gone and gotten married.
I thought the woman has
spoken. She does, but she didn't. That's exactly why we give her all these kenasot. Rabbi Elazar Omer, in the altar, that's only if it's right away. Let's say 10 years later, this guy comes along, and he says, oh my God, I just opened up that envelope that she gave me, and it turns out I have the get. Can you imagine? Makes it clear that my dear wife is still my dear wife. And she's been living with this other guy all these years, you know? So then, Liachar's man, then it's not the same. If it was Acher's man Yatsa, then it's a perfectly good get. Why? Because this guy cannot suddenly come along. Lavkale menu menarishon la abed zechuto shalashini. Let's say that things weren't going too well in her second marriage, right? So she goes back to her first husband. She says, "You know, life is much better with you." Well, they figured it's a simple solution. They'll switch the documents, then they'll claim that the whole thing was a mistake, you know. And now he'll come along to answer the second guy on her, maybe not realizing that anyway she's not going to be able to get married to him because they'd say mizeh mizeh. But in any event, it could be it's a kenunya. And if it's a kenunya, why should we allow another individual to take away your rights to your wife? And the Gemara, of course, is going to ask, what is the meaning of the halt? I mean, it seems to be a up in the air kind of shiur. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. My malchut she'eino hogenet. What do we mean by those words? An inappropriate malchut. That's referring to Rome. Malchut Aromian. V'amai kori lo malchut she'eino hogenet. Mishum de'in lehem lo ketav ve'lo lashon. Everything that they have is essentially bastardized from other countries. So there are newly developed malchus, And as a newly developed malchus, they really are a conglomerate of so many other things that they don't even deserve to be properly constituted. It's a conglomeration of other tongues, so it's not their own. Omar Ula, mipnei matiknu malchut begitina at all, mishum shalom malchut. It's only because they wanted to keep peace, and that way they'll see, oh, look at this, even their religious documents, they write according to the date of the government. Wait a minute, because you're telling me it's only a takana, mishum shalom malchut, so because of that, teitzev avlad mamzer, how could the vlad be a mamzer? I mean, I understand the chatchila, you want to do that. Ah, says the Gemara, yes, according to Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Lataimi. The Omer Rav Amnuna Mishmei Dehula, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Kola Mishanem Mima Debeya Shetavu Chachamim Begitin, Havlad Mamzer. This is a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir Shita is that a get is as defined by the Rabbana. So if somebody writes a get that is not an acceptable get by the standards of our ketiva, then it's not a get at all. The armor of Abnuna, yeah. L'shum malchut yavan. Now, why do we need all these examples? You're telling me you wrote it to the name of the wrong malchus. I need to know yavan and mada and the korban beis hamikdash, the binyan beis hamikdash. What do we need all the cases for? Tzricha. Let's say we would have read malchut she'ina hoger. I would say, yeah, but it may be a malchut she'ina hogeret, it. But it's currently in charge. I mean, it's not going to make the Bovel people feel very comfortable that you've got a fifth column of Jews writing things about to an enemy malchus, right? But malchut modai, malchut yavan, I mean, well, this is history, ancient history. These guys want to live in the past, let them live in the past. So I would have said, mada have have, they don't care. The Ashrina Machut Badaya Machut Yavan, I would say, okay, but that's because there were such countries, right? So it was a Malchut, but I mean, Binyan Habayit, what do they care about Binyan Habayit? I mean, the Binyan Habayit, Maida Have Habi? So I might have thought that the Binyan Habayit is, that's not Nogea them at all. It's a historical event. The Ashrina Binyan Habayit, I would say, okay. The reason they're makbid on the Binyan HaBayit is because the Jews seem to be looking for a way to make themselves more chashuv than the current malchut. So kamat krish v'chayu, they're making themselves important. But churban HaBayit, everybody loves the Jews wailing wall. That they put up. As long as the Jews are crying, it's wonderful, right? So over there, it's tsarahu. So why are they makbid? Let the Jews be miserable. So maybe there they wouldn't be makbid. Therefore, tzricha. The takone is anything that does not give them the ascendant chashivut that they require is possible in the get. Haya b'mizrach v'katav b'marav. Who is b'mizrach? Who are we talking about? Are we talking about that the husband? They're saying that the husband from such and such a place, which was in the opposite end of the globe. I mean, why would we need that? We said shinashmo. I mean, that's all. This is no different. It's just, what's the difference whether you call it a city in the east or in the east? Elalab, it's got to be referring to the city of the Ketiva. And it's referring to the Makom of the Sofer. And that's because Kiryamal who Rav Lesafra. Rav, when he was teaching the Sofrim how to write, v'chein amar le'Rav Huna le'Safri, to his, remember every court employed a whole cadre of Sofrim. It took quite a long time to get a document. I couldn't push a computer button and get away with only one secretary, you know. So he would teach his Sofrim that ki yatvitu b'shili, tovu b'shili, afagav de mimsra mechon mubi mili b'ini. Hini and Shili were two close by cities. And it would often be people would do business in the morning in one place, go back home, and the other place was some suburbs. But nonetheless, said Rav, even though you were commissioned to write the get in Hini, if the get is being written in Shili, you write, Po, Shili, Mata, you write where you're writing. This is the get that I am writing in this place. And vice versa. If you were Yatfitu Behini, You're sitting down and you need to write to get ktovu b'hine. V'yaf agav d'mimsran l'chu mili b'shili. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Zodi very Rabbi Meir. All of this that we said that you're Mishana Mima Debeya Chachamim, it's Mamish Psul, that's only a Libra Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, however, say, look, you just got to be Yotze, you know? So even if you would write a filo katav, Ela Lashem Santer Shebi'ir, you basically write it in the year of the zoning department. Third year, right? Whoever's in charge of the zoning department. That's also good enough. Arezu migureshet, you were yotze, the chi of the Tachachomim wanted you to write. Ahu gitet avikati b'lashem istandra debashka. Sholcha Rav Nachum Rav Chisla kami de rova ki agav namai. And he sent back, year even Rabbi Meir would be made. So it's a machlokes exactly what this means. Some say istandra debashka is the name of a guy, bashka is the name of the guy. So this particular guy in the, they counted it in the term of bashka. So even though bashka was an appointee, but he was very close to the king and he was considered to be kosher. So it would be like writing it to the name of the Supreme Court or whatever. And there, even Rabbi Meir would be made, said Rava. That for sure would be okay. Why is that? My time. So then the reason is because it's from the same Malchut. So it's the equivalent of writing through the Malchus. So I understand. So then why wouldn't the zoning department be? I mean, it's also part of the same Malchut. Any government agency should be the same Malchut. Answers the Gemara, because the zoning department is a slap in the face. I mean, that's like, you know, what are you going to choose, like, the lowest, you know, what are you going to say? The sanitation department. So in the year three of the sanitation department, I mean, what a bizoyan to the melech, right? Bashkar was choshev, that's all. So you need to recognize the value of the malchus. So if you write santa shabir hatam zilalu milta, that's cheapening things. Bashenkin over here, Shvichalei Milta, because he was a famous person that was working for the Malchus. So it would be like saying, in the third year of Henry Kissinger. You know? Well, so that they consider to be kosher. Got a good German accent. All right. Omar Rababa, Omar Ravuna, Omar Rab. Zudi Vrei Rabbi Meir. Avo Chachomim Omrim Havlad Kasher. So according to Chachomim, because of the Shlom Malchus, we do not parcel a Vlad at all. Umodim Chachomim Rabbi Meir, that in the case where you Mishana Shmo or Shma, Shemi Rova, Shemi Ra, in that case, the Vlad is a Mamzer. It's only in the case where the Takana is for Shlom Malchus. But any, if you wrote it the wrong name, then Hinochinami, they're made a, that the Vlad would be a Mamzer. Omer Avashi, well, don't you see that? Directly from the Mishnah, from the Nami Tanina. Look, we have two separate clauses in the Mishnah. Shina Shmo v'Shma Shemiro v'Shemira Teitze Mizeh Mizeh v'Chol Adrochim Ha'elu Ba. Who is the author of that? Who do you think the author is? Hai Manka Tonila. If the author is Rabbi Meir, why wasn't it mixed together with the first two cases that Rabbi Meir spoke about? So obviously it's because this is going according to the Rabbanan. We couldn't mix it, because everybody would be minus. Elam Rabbi Meir, Larvinan, Vilitnina, Elishmamina, Rabbanan, that even the Rabbanan are made in this case. But I couldn't put it all together, because then it would have been Mashra, that everybody would hold also that the Vlad is Mamzer in the case of Shlom Malchus. The Mishnah carefully separates the cases so that you should understand some is Aliba de Kuliyama and some is only Aliba the Rabbi Meir.
Mishnah would be Psul derisa de Kuliyama?
Yeah.
Derisa Mashem. Other things in the Mishnah might be possibly to Mamzer the Rabbanan.
Well, it might even be a kosher the Vlad. We didn't passel the Vlad. We didn't passel the Vlad at all. So Kol Arayot. How about the case we have Chamesh Esrei Arayot? And it turned out that the erva that ostensibly had allowed the sora to go free without chalitza, without yibum, turns out to be an islandess, and she never had a right to go get married to somebody else, and nonetheless she did. That was the case. Now you'll notice that it said that the Sarot went ahead and they were Nisu, they went and get married to other people. So Dafka Nisu, apparently it's only because they went ahead and they got married. But Zinu, no. We would not say something like that. Let's say they went and they slept with somebody else. So then none of this would apply, right? But that seems to be a Mishnah that's a Tiyufta Rav Amnuna. Because remember, Rav Amnuna said that a Shomeret Yavam who went ahead and was Mizana, she gets the same halacha like a Sota, and she's Asura to her Yavam. And here it says only if they get married. If they get married to somebody else, then they do not have a right to get married to the Yimu, the Yovam, and Teitzei Mizel Mizel. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Amnuna. It doesn't need that it should be Nisu. In order to passel her to the Yovam, all you need is that she was Zinta. Maybe not, says the Gemara. Maybe it's not Mamasha Tiyufta. Maybe the din is the same even if they would be Mizana. So lo nisuvu adin lezinu. The only reason that we mention nisu is because lishna ma'al yanakat, we just wanted to say it in a nice way. Would we have to talk about the fact that they were playing games with other people? So b'meila, we put it in a nice way. But in terms of the iser to the yavam, it would have been exactly the same. As a matter of fact, that was so obvious that there's a different lashon that takes this for granted. And instead of saying, let's say it's a tiyufta to Rav Amnuna, instead they said, let's bring a raya to Rav Amnuna. Because Rav Amnuna said, a shomeret yavam she zinta asura liyavama. So why would she be asura liyavama? Only because we're giving that din of the isra of sota applicability even in the case of a Yibum situation where it wasn't an Isser Eish Azish, it was an Isser of Yavam Alashuk. And we're still saying that the Torah answered her. And on this version, the Gemara said, maybe not. Maybe Rav Amnuna is not supported by the Mishnah, because maybe this has nothing to do with a real Isser. Maybe it has to do with Nisu Davka. Mishum the Mitlafa Bishash Shalach L'Dinatayam. If we will allow a Tzora that went ahead and got married to Isser to go and marry the Yavam that she was supposed to marry, and people will say, oh, so because of the fact that it wasn't known originally, apparently it's okay to go back to the guy. And they'll say, well, in that case, if a woman got married by accident because she thought her husband was overseas, she's also allowed to go back. But that's not true. It was only mitochomer sheichmarta aleha besofai kauta aleha betchilata. And she is certainly not allowed to go back. But that could be dafka, a takona that we made, a gezerah, because of the possibility of it being confused. But Mizana, I mean, people don't know her business, and why would we make a gezerah? We happen to have found out that she was Mizana, or she knows that she was Mizana. I mean, it's irrelevant to us. The next case that we had was Hakones et Yevimto. Then we had the other case where he had a choice which woman to marry, and he chose the other one. Now the other one turns out to be an islander, so it means he really had to choose this one. But meanwhile, she had gone and she had married somebody else. I mean, the same thing. No, I mean, the bottom line is, there's two cases in the Mishnah describing exactly the same situation, but for different logistical reasons. The situation originally was a case of a Yavama who gets married even though she was a Asura Lazar at that point. The reason for her mistake was that she thought she was a Tzaras Erev. Fine. The second case was exactly the same. A Yavama who got married to somebody else. A different reason for the mistake. The reason for the mistake was he had married the other woman. Now it turned out that wasn't good enough. He had needed to marry her. What's the difference? I mean, it seems to be the same idea. Either there is such a halacha about a Yavama, or it's a halacha that's limited to Neshes Ish. So I don't need two examples. Says the Gemara, I do. V'tzricha. Because the Ashmina Ba'ach Kamaita, look, there's a big difference in the first case where all along, from the time they've been married, before the guy was even sick. Nobody was thinking about anything. There was always an assumption that there would never, ever be a situation of yibum here because he's married to his brother's daughters. How could there ever be yibum? So any other woman that he married never took into consideration the possibilities of yibum. She was never naifa b'fnei yibum. So over there, mishum d'lo, the point over there was that there was no kiyum at all of yibum. So nobody even thought about it because nobody got yibum at all. So I would say, wait a minute. I mean, it could be over there. We make a takona. I mean, what kind of business is this? Not considering the possibilities. Maybe she's an island. She had years to think about this. So therefore, we give her a knas. Avalhacha, over here, there was a yibum. Everybody was makpid on the mitzvah. They all go in, and the tzara is there, and they do the yibum, and they drink a l'chaim, and you know, it's like, so they really are feeling good about being makpid on the mitzvah of yibum. So they were going to give her a knas. Because of the off chance, all of a sudden she's going to think the woman that he chose turns out to be an islandist. So maybe we won't give a knas. On the other hand, the Ashmin and Archa, I would say Mishum Dekar Ramya come in. We said only the case where there were two women who were Chayavot and Yibam. Okay. She's there, you know, thinking over the situation for a week. She was already Mukhuyevet and Yibam. The question is, who's he going to choose? He's going to choose this woman. He's going to choose me. So there she fell to Yibum, and now she goes and she, you know, gets married to somebody else. In the first case, nobody ever dreamt that there was Yibum here. So in that case, maybe I wouldn't give a kenas. Same about Tzricha. Katava sofer v'ta'a v'natana get li'isha v'ashover le'ish. So Rebbe Eliezer says, well, if you bring it out on the spot, whatever that means, la'alter, so then we believe that there was actually a mix-up and she was never given the get at all. But after some time passes, we know how much time is some time, but after some time passes, and our original husband says, oh my God, I just opened the envelope. It turns out when she gave me my receipt, she was giving me the get. I must have given her a receipt instead of a get. Then we don't believe him because local amena, right? Well, I mean, what kind of definition is that, la'alter? I mean, what does la'alter mean? It means like it means on Rosh Hashanah at night. I mean, what's la'alter? And what's la'achar zman? Omer, if you know Mishmu, kol zman sheyoshevim v'yosekim bo tovinyan, as long as they are there in the discussion about the get, whether it's with the aid and the bezdin or whatever they're working on, they're being isek in the get. Okay, that's considered to be lialter. We now take a look at the papers, and the papers are the wrong papers. Obviously, that is lialter, but anything beyond that is considered to be lachrisman. Once they stand up, and now anything could have happened, that's lachrisman. Well, the Ada Barava says, no. The point is very simple. If she had not gotten married, then it's still lialter. Because the only point over here, as it says in the Mishnah, is how can we allow one person to violate the rights of another person? That's the point. Okay, so if she hadn't got married yet, fine, so take another get. Once she got married, now we're saying, oh, no, you know, that's considered bilachar zman. Zeh bilachar zman, and indeed, as it says in the Mishnah, it's not. Lo kol emeno min harishon la'abed zechuto shel sheni. Right? Now that works out beautifully according to Rav Ada Barava. Because there really is a zechuto shel sheni. So, I mean, we're talking about don't violate the zechuto shel sheni. But, I mean, according to what Shmuel is learning, it was 10 minutes ago. There's no sheni. We just gotten up and walked out of the room. So what zechuyot are you violating? My sheni? No, sheni, according to Shmuel, means zechut haru'uya. The moment the Eidim are no longer being Isaac in this, and now she's got a chazakah, she's a Megoresha. He wants to take away that right of the putative second husband. Why should he be able to do that? Whatever the reason is, and whatever we think is involved, is irrelevant. He does not have the ne'emanut, if there could have been some type of other thing, hanky-panky going on, to create an iser that would now affect somebody else. Daf Pei. כתב לשום מלכות שאינו הגן את לשום מלכות מדי, לשום מלכות יבם, לבניין בית הבית, לחורבן הבית. היה במזרח, and we found out that was referring to the sofer. וכתב במערב, וכתב במזרח. Here, teitze mizeh umizeh, v'tzricha get mizeh umizeh, v'ein la lo kituvah v'lo peirot, which means there's a chut for peirot, which is insurance against kidnapping, v'lo mizonot v'lo bela'ot, machloket, whether that means bela'ot kayamim, as Rashi learns, or bela'ot dafka, that are einan kayamim, just the value, as Tosis learns, lo alzeh v'lo alzeh, im natla mizeh umizeh tachzir. And the plot is a monster, mizeh umizeh, v'lo zeh v'zeh metamim la, v'lo zeh v'zeh zaka'in, lo b'metziyata, v'lo b'masiyadea, v'lo b'hafarat nedorea, haita bat Yisrael, she's nifselet ben akuna, now. Because now she became a zona. Bat Levi, min ha-maaser, bat Kohen, min ha-truma, in Yorshim Shel Zeh, Yorshim Shel Zeh, referring to the Benin Dichrin, Yorshim, sorry, I jumped ahead. Yorshim Tuvata, Vimeitu, Echav Shel Zeh, Echav Shel Zeh, Chotzim, Velo Miyabim. I was right the first time. Shina Shmo, Vishma, Shemiro, Vishemira, again, Teitze Mizeh, Mizeh, Vecholat Rochim, Eiluba. Kol arayot shamu, tzorotayim mutarot, the tzorot assumed that they were peturot, and they went ahead and they got married. Then the alkla tzorot v'nisu, v'nimtzu elu ayli teit zimizel mizevach aladrachin eluba. Or a case where there were a number of options in among the wives to take, and he took one of them, and akonesi divimto, so the other wives went ahead and they got married. So alkla tzorotam, and he said, Liachar, when he says Zog, the one that he had chosen as Yavama, she was an island, and so the end, Taitzim is Amizeh, the Chod Rahima Eluba. Katav Sofer Haget Liish, Vishover Liisha, Vitav and Atana Get Liisha, Vishover Liish, Vinotnu Zel Zevel Akhrasman, Hari Haget Yotse Miyada Ish, and the Shover is Yotse Miyada Isha, Taitzim is Amizeh, the Chod Rahima Eluba. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's only if it was la'altar. So then, if it was la'altar, yotze, then ain't zeget. But if it was la'achar's one, are zeget, because lo kol ebena min rishon la'abed zechuto shel hasheni. So starting at the beginning of the Mishnah, katav l'malchut she'eino hagenet, which means what? Malchut ha'romi. L'amai kori lo malchut she'eino hagenet, mishum de'in lehem of their own, lo ktav v'lo lashon. Amar Ula mitnei matiknun malchut begitin mishum shlom malchut. What? Mishum shlom malchut teitse v'avlad mamzer? In Rabbi Meir l'taymi. The Omer v'abnunem mishmeidu Ula Omer haya Rabbi Meir kol mishane mimatbeya shetavu chachamim begitin avlad mamzer or l'shum malchut yavan. But what do we need this whole list for? I got the point. No, tzricha, because yashmina malchut she'eino hagenet. I was okay, but that's a competitive malucha. It's currently being melech. Avo malchut madai malchut yavan. Okay, fine. So these guys are history buffs. What does the government care? Maida ave ave. Vi ashvina malchut madai malchut yavan. I would say because okay, but those are real malchiyot. So it shows that in your mind the current malchut is not kosher. But to talk about the binyan abayit, I mean, what does that have to do with anything? Maida ave ave. And therefore, we would think it's kosher. We actually beyond Abayin, I would say, because that's the government's going to say, "Oh, look at this! Jews are getting uppity." Kamat krish v'chayu, avo churban Abayin, where it's sarahu, emolo tzricha. Aya b'mizrach v'katav b'marav. Who was b'mizrach v'marav? If we're referring to the Baal, then that would be included in shinashmo, v'shma or shemiro v'shemira. Elalav, it must mean the sofer. Kiriyomelu Rav l'safre, and Ravuna said to his safre, ki atvitu b'shili, tovu b'shili. Afagav the mimsron l'chumili b'hine. B'chi atvitu b'hine, tovu b'hine. Afagav the mimsron l'chumili b'shili. I'm Ravuna, I'm Shmuel. All of this that we should pass on, they get. Bishum Shalom Malchus is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is made that. because that is Tandra as Miota Malchut. So why is that different from Santa Shabir is also Miota Malchut? Because the earth's insulting. Zilalai Milta. Whereas over here, Bashkar, Yishvichel Milta. Omer Avav, Omer Avuna, Omer Rav, Zud Yivrei Rabbi Meir, that you can make the Vlad a Mamzer. Avakachamim Omrim, Avlad Kasher, Umodim, Chachamim L'Rabbi Meir, She'im Shina Shmo, Shma, Shemi Rov, Shemi Ra, there Erachinami, the Vlad would be a Mamzer. Omer Avashi, Afananami Tanina, the Mishnah lists separately. Shina Shmo, Vishma, Shemi Rov, Shemi Ra. Tetze Vizami, Zev, Koladrochame Eluba. So how do you understand this? Haman Katanila. Ilamel Rabbi Meir, you could have listed it with the first two cases. So La Arvino Velitzninu. El Shmamin Arabonan, and this is the only case. Shmamin, Kol Arayocha Amru. It says that the Tzarot went out and they were Nisu. Is that Mashma? Dafka Nisu. But Zinu Lo. And therefore, there would be no din of not being able to go back and get Yibum just because she was Mizana. And that would be to Yufter of Amnuna. So let me have it Yufter of Amnuna. The Omer of Amnuna, Shomeret Yavam Shezinta, is actually Asurali of Amma. Not necessarily. Could be Niso Vuadin Lit Zinu. But I did not get Lisu, but only because it was Elisha Ma'aliyah. As a matter of fact, there were those who assumed it was the exact opposite. Ikri Amri. Niso Vuadin Lit Zinu, of course. Lema Misayele of Amnuna. The Omer of Amnuna Shomeret Yavam Shezinta Asura Li Yavama. Maybe not in this version. Maybe Niso is Dafka. Because there it's possible to confuse her with an Isha. Shalach ba'ala l'medinat ha'yam. Mashenkin, if she was only mezana, nobody would know. Hakoneset yivim tov v'tzrich. Mi ashmina b'hach kamaita. I would say there was never a key in the mitzvah yibum at all. It was just an assumption that there was no yibum. You can't do that. But over here, you were mekayim in the mitzvah yibum and drank a l'chaim. We're going to be kindness, you know. Emalo. Vi ashmina b'hachah. That's because she herself already had fallen to the oven. Avalhata, where they thought the law Ram Yekame, Emolo, therefore Tricha. Kotava sofer v'ta'a v'natan get l'isha v'shova l'ish, v'yachar zman, ze yotze, etc., etc. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, only im la'alter, but not l'yachar zman. So how do we define that time? Heichi domi la'alter, v'heichi domi l'yachar zman. Om Rav Yira Mishmo, kol zman shi yoshevim v'yoskim bo tovinyan. That's called the altar. But the moment that imdu, that's liachazman. Whereas Rabbi Bar Ava says, no, it means like the cases in the Mishnah. If they were nisait, then the lo nisait, then that's the altar. But once it's nisait, then it's liachazman. And indeed, the Mishnah says it's not. Lo kalei meno min harishon la'abed zuchuto shasheni, which is fine, I'll leave it to Rabbi Bar Ava. That's why we're talking about a sheni. According to Shmuel, there is no sheni. They just finished discussing it. So according to Shmuel, my sheni, it means zechut haruya la sheni.